Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. Happy 2018. It is Kelly Olexa, your host. And today on the show, I have the pleasure of interviewing Dr. Stephen Cabral. I met Stephen through my dear friend and business advisor, Amanda Truss, and she raved about him and his areas of expertise and all the people that he has helped get into better health. And she was not joking. This guy knows his stuff. He is a, I'm not even going to try to say the second word because I've never been able to pronounce it, although I might try. He's a naturopathic Ayurvedic, I believe that's how you say it, Ayurvedic and functional medicine doctor. And he really has a tremendous story of, you know, when I ask him the first question, when did you start pursuing better health? And he really had some serious health issues and I'm going to say even illnesses as early as age 17. He was by no means somebody who found overnight success in getting better. In fact, it was probably, I think he mentions in this interview, well over 10 years before he actually, through a series of events and twists and turns and different doctors, that he was able to eventually connect with a naturopathic doctor who helped him. And then in turn, as he experienced these life-changing and health, forever health-changing results, that compelled him to pursue what he has said in this interview is his mission. And now he's excited to certainly help others do the same. We talk about so much in this interview, from his story of chronic sickness, weight gain, pain, and illness, how he conquered that. And then, of course, to present, how he's helping a lot of men and women all over the country identify what it is that's causing all of these symptoms and then address them for the better. And you're going to come out of this interview probably with several aha moments. I certainly know that he and I are on the same page as far as having experienced some major ups and downs in our own health journey. Getting to that place where you're connected with the right person that can analyze your blood work and you know other tests that can be run to look at what's going on behind the scenes in your body, and then to completely have a different future, have a different life, have a different everything. This isn't just about losing 5 or 10 pounds. This is about your life, your health, and your future. And all of that can change so much more than you really think it can. So I encourage you to tune in and listen. You're going to have a completely different attitude. And many of you may be coming into this interview feeling like I referenced I was years ago and like Stephen was, feeling hopeless, feeling like you're stuck, feeling like this is it for you. And I think you'll come out of this with many aha moments going, you know what, I'm ready to take another step. And because I know that there's an answer, I know that I can take some next steps, get some tests done, see what's going on, and then change things for the better. And that's what I want you to come out of this interview with, and I believe that you will. So please tune in and enjoy this interview with Dr. Stephen Cabral. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Fitfluential Radio. Happy 2018. So excited to say that. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and we are here today with Dr. Stephen Cabral. I'm so excited. This is long overdue. He's been so patient with me. We had some technology issues the first time we tried to record. So I say to you, Stephen, welcome back and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
I'm very, very thrilled. I was introduced to you and heard about you from my dear friend and my business partner and coach, Amanda Truss. She just raves about you. So we are going to dive right in. And I think that the topics that we're going to cover today are going to help so many people because, as you and I chatted about before the show, these are things that people are writing into us at Fitfluential all the time about. They are asking about gut health. They are asking about inflammation. They're asking about chronic pain. And just maybe beginning to see the connections between that and their fitness life, their fitness journey, their fitness effects, or their results. So I think the perfect way for us to dive into this conversation is for you. You know, when I go to your website and I look at, this is what I do whenever I have a guest on the show, I always look at their about page or their my mission page. And yours says, my mission is to share with you how I changed my life and the lives of thousands of others from a state of chronic sickness, pain, weight gain, depression, and suffering to one of energy, vitality, and happiness. Now, for a lot of people listening, that sounds too good to be true. And a lot of people listening are suffering from chronic sickness, chronic pain, weight gain, depression, and suffering. So I'd love for you to just tell us that story. What was it that happened to you, and where did your journey start to turn around? How did you turn it around?
Sure. And for me, it started way back my senior year of high school. I was 17 years old. And essentially, I was just a normal high school kid. I played sports. I tried to do well in school, taking my SATs, you know, trying to be a perfectionist with all these things. But what happened was I woke up one morning legitimately out of the blue, and I woke up with swollen eyes, swollen glands in my neck, armpits, groin, couldn't swallow. And literally when I went to stand up, my body was so weak, I fell back down into bed. So I was used to getting chronic sinus infections, taking antibiotics all through the winter, all of those things. And that's just kind of how I grew up. That was the, you know, that was just the dogma of the day. And it doesn't seem to have changed too much, unfortunately. But what happened was, this was not your ordinary cold or sickness that I ever got better from. I spent years going to doctors around Boston, literally the best of the best, specialist after specialist, my parents not knowing what to do. When finally, after about 2 years, I ended up seeking out the help of a functional medicine doctor. And again, 20 years ago, functional medicine was almost unheard of. But the problem was that from all the specialists and all the amazing brilliance that they had, my blood work looked okay. And so besides some elevated white blood cells, besides a few things here and there, they did not know how to help me. It was when that I started to get into functional medicine, and although I didn't have the exact answers even at that time, the very first person that I was able to get to meet, they at least started to tell me about my immune system, about food sensitivities, about viruses, and they started to test different levels in my body besides blood. And so now we know you can test saliva for hormones, you can test hair for basically minerals and stress, you can do urine-based tests to look at your gut-based function. And when I started to look at these, an entire new world opened up to me, and we'll go through it, but that is eventually how I healed my body, and I'm able to help people today.
Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program. It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our Fitfluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that say, I'm going to get healthier this year, I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now. You mentioned so many things, and I'm thinking of you at 17 years old, thinking of what a hot mess I was at 17 in so many levels. You had to have been so scared to wake up with something. Did your parents freak out? I mean, how did you, what were you thinking when something, and that's a very specific question, but I'm just thinking, like, how do you deal with that without panicking? Did you go through a period where you went to, okay, something bad is happening, like your parents with my son, and you probably went to a traditional doctor who's like, the answer is more antibiotics. And it probably, I'm guessing, took you a while before you got into the right hands with the right people to move you in the right direction to fix what traditional medicine or traditional practices couldn't. Is that right or no?
No, you're absolutely correct. And usually I try to downplay it a little bit because, I mean, even today, 20 plus years later, it's still painful. I mean, it really is. I spent years, I spent close to a half a decade really in bad shape. I ended up being diagnosed with a host of issues called myalgic encephalomyelitis, which means literally the smallest thing can throw off your immune system, create inflammation. You have exercise intolerance. You can't do a lot of things that you love to do. I mean, I was literally three-sport athlete, you know, try to do well in school. Then I had brain fog. My body just literally malfunctioned and getting hot flashes and in college, you know, as if I was going through like periods of super high estrogen and then low estrogen. It was, my body was so thrown off. I had type 2 diabetes. I had Addison's disease, which is the inability to produce cortisol for energy. I had autoimmune based issues like rheumatoid arthritis. I had psoriasis and eczema. Gut-based issues like candida overgrowth and SIBO. I mean, these were all eventually diagnosed after I went to a functional medicine doctor, after they started to run more in-depth panels and said, and then eventually come back to my PCP that says, oh yeah, I guess you do have this. Why don't we put you on this medication and this medication? So, I mean, it was years. It was years of being in a really bad spot. It wasn't getting well right away. I didn't have the information that I do have today. And now today, had I met someone like myself back then, I would say, okay, that you are, you know, you're one of the worst of the worst. I can understand that. It's going to take you about, let's say, 3 to 6 months to start to rebalance your body. Now, most people can get better much quicker, but sometimes you are at a deep level and it's going to take some time to start to heal that body. That's what I try to now instill in people, being that, you know, the biggest thing was back then, not only was I physically sick, I was mentally and emotionally sick as well. I had my entire life really taken from me. I had my prime years of being able to supposedly excel through education, excel through sports, being able to go out. It was very difficult for me to go out with my friends, you know, even two nights a week on the weekends, because I would be so exhausted, so wiped out, just keep getting chronic sinus infections, not being able to go to the gym. And it was a hard time, but I'll be honest, I wouldn't trade it for anything right now, because as I started to go through my journey, as I started to meet other mentors, I realized that I had no purpose. And now somehow I had found my purpose, or it had found me. And that is now what I spend every day of my life trying to teach people why they're sick, why they're unwell, why they're overweight, why they aren't aging how they're supposed to be aging, which is, you know, gracefully and with a lot of vitality still, that you shouldn't be feeling older even though your chronological age goes up. And that's because there are imbalances within the body. We can figure them out. When we figure out what your deficiencies are and we replace those, and we figure out what your toxicities are and we remove those, the body will heal itself. It really will.
Hold on. I'm writing that down so we touch on that. You identify deficiencies and what was the next one? Toxicities?
Toxicities, correct.
Okay, because I'm going to come back to that. I took so many notes. And I love about what you said about aging gracefully and with vitality. I'm very passionate about that too. As well as, you know, hearing you talk, and it really, I find it incredibly moving for you to, when you said, look, I didn't have a purpose before. And then, you know, you found your purpose in this crazy journey. And I can relate in my own way, both with my crazy health journey. That's what I'm passionate about. And as we begin 2018, we're beginning a new phase with my company. And while we started off as more of a company that did marketing campaigns, and it was fun and it was cool and it was based on my fitness passion, what we're doing is I feel like I've found my purpose. And my purpose is to bring great individuals like you, whether it's on my podcast, with our membership that we just launched. I want to educate people on all the things that I think they are so confused about that they don't understand, just like you and I have both gone through respectively in our own lives, that had such a profound effect in a negative way for so many years. People, they don't know they can be looking better, feeling better, and living better, because just by kind of becoming their own detective, becoming their own health advocate, and reverse engineering to some degree, looking back, going, okay, how have I been living? What have I been, you know, intaking as far as food, as far as stress, as far as, you know, over-the-counter drugs, prescription drugs, all those things have an effect. So I commend you for that. I can hear the passion in your voice. I certainly agree. And I feel the same way. And I'm excited because I think a lot of folks listening to this show are going to have those aha moments and go, wow, I have hope. And that's what I love. And I know that you'll feel the same, that you'll say that you feel the same way when you work with your clients, that they probably come to you feeling completely as you were, mentally sick, emotionally sick, down. Their social life has become non-existent because they don't feel good and they don't feel like they look good. So they avoid. I've been there. And then they have that moment where they understand all of these things and then they have hope. Do you see that with a lot of your patients where they go from feeling hopeless to suddenly having hope? And that in and of itself is a game changer?
Absolutely. I mean, the biggest thing that I honestly, even though my background's in naturopathic medicine, functional medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, I literally studied all over the world. And the reason I studied all over the world is because I was the biggest skeptic. It took me so long to get well that I said to myself, when I practice medicine, and it was my mentor that basically said to me, you've read thousands of books. You have the education. You need to go back to school in order to get your degree. Because it was never a goal of mine. I mean, the goal of mine was never to become a naturopathic doctor. I grew up in Medford, Massachusetts. And I always tell people, like, I don't know. Like, there's just not that, community and fostering of like, oh, you should go become a doctor. You should do this. So for me, it was partly out of necessity. It was also that if I had a greater mission, I wanted to be able to share that in the biggest way possible. But at the same time, I was still skeptical because I went to a lot of different doctors and nothing really worked. So I studied in India and Sri Lanka and in China and in Europe and the US. And what I found was that, I mean, every system of medicine works. It really does. Even though I give conventional medicine a hard time because it's one of the reasons I got so sick. I mean, I didn't say it, but I was prescribed over 3,000 capsules of amoxicillin from the ages of 14 to 17 years old. And so that wiped out my good gut bacteria. And for people that don't really understand the significance of that, and again, I don't think that most people do because we're certainly not taught it, is 80% of your immune system lies within and around your 28 feet of digestive tract, all your intestines, basically. That's meant to be the outside of your body that keeps the bad stuff inside the intestines, maybe the waste and yeast and bacteria from getting out. Well, when you take that many antibiotics, it starts to destroy the good gut bacteria. It starts to open up the gut wall, and it basically leaves larger seams. And that then allows proteins to spill out into the gut, which creates massive amounts of inflammation, immune system dysfunction. So I know I'm getting a little off topic, but I still do agree that in conventional medicine, it could save your life in acute-based circumstances. The problem is you don't want to use conventional medicine like pharmaceutical drugs as a long-term solution because it's only masking the problems. So what I'm trying to say is that there's a time and place for every form of medicine. The problem is we can't try to have every person that comes to us to fit in one little nice, neat bucket. That's the big issue that I see even in natural health is that we have to be open to being able to customize protocols and just really understand that it's not about us. It's not about our system of medicine. It's not the best. Take ego out of the equation and allow the person that's in front of you, whether it's your wellness client or client, whether it's coaching client or patient, to be the most important thing. That it's not about you. It's about them. It's about their health. And what I've also found is that it's also about giving them hope. You have to understand that if you're able to help people, you need to let them know that. You need to let them know, I've seen someone just like you in my practice. Here's how they got well. What I want to do is help you do the same thing. Don't let them know that. Don't say that to them if you're not able to do that. But give people hope. People need help. I mean, it was many years before I had hope again because what happened was I would start to get well and I would relapse. And so when you relapse a dozen, two dozen times, you start to lose hope. It's some really dark times.
Yeah, I can relate to so many things you said. And when I think about my own health journey, I've been a fitness fanatic for the better part of 20 years. So always interested in fitness, always wanting to, I love working out. I love both cardio. I love yoga. I love strength training. I love it all. I'm crazy. I'm not that person that's like, ugh, I hate cardio. I love it all. But I had experienced a lot of issues that it took me quite a long time when my health issues started to hit me like a brick around age 41. I'm 48 now. It took a long, many years of ups and downs where they started to get better. And then the like you said, you've got your peaks and valleys. And so I started to get better, and then I'd hit a wall, I'd hit a plateau, I'd backslide. And it was so depressing to start moving forward and having hope again, and then feel like, you know, somebody pulled the rug out from underneath me. And I was always confused. And I'll go back to what I said at the beginning of the show. You know, I firmly believe, listening to you, you can hear it in your story. I can tell that you've dealt with clients that you've helped get through this phase. I've dealt with it. There, you can work out all you want. You can be on a air quotes diet, right? And eat healthy foods. You can be buying organic, and you can still be dealing with chronic pain, but also weight gain, right? And everything's the opposite. And you can be completely confused going, I have no idea. And it's only when you start to have the ability to look at yourself and look at all these things and some of the issues we're talking about here, your gut, have you been on antibiotics your whole life? What about the birth control pill? Do you have blood work? Do you know what your blood work says? And some of these other tests you mentioned, which we should, you know, I'm sure that folks can find out about that on your site as well. But you mentioned, you know, urine tests, hair tests, saliva tests. There's so many things that can help all of us uncover more about what's going on underneath the surface. But number one, I want to say to everybody listening, you should be encouraged, because if you've been frustrated and feeling like, well, I guess I'm just getting older. Well, I guess it's just my metabolism. Well, I guess this is just what happens after you've had three kids. Well, I'm a guy, you know, it's not my hormones. You mentioned, you know, one of the things you brought up earlier, Stephen, is you brought up having, you know, type 2 diabetes, hot flashes, brain fog. You mentioned estrogen and I think progesterone maybe. Hormonal issues are not just for women. And a lot of men are very confused about that. So all that said, this type of education on, you know, I would say that's more general lifestyle and health oriented, this is going to have an effect on everything in your life. And it really can change your life. This is probably a good segue, because I know that maybe a lot of folks listening, Stephen, are probably like a lot of clients that first come to you, whether they reach out to you on your website or that you're seeing them in person. They're coming to you, they're frustrated, and they have no idea. They have that awareness, something big is wrong with me, but they don't know what. And they probably haven't had blood work done. I mean, what do you think is the first step for somebody who is experiencing a lot of pain, a lot of, maybe it's headaches, they've got skin issues like hives, they've got chronic pain, they're experiencing, like you said, brain fog, hot flashes, they've been told by their doctor they're diabetic, and the doctor's just giving them, you know, metformin and some, you know, prescription drugs. Where do they start? How does somebody start taking the journey to uncovering what's wrong and what can be different? How do you start?
It's a great question. And I think that's the real problem, is there's not enough education on this. My own, you know, progression and movement in the health space has been interesting, because I'm in Boston, Massachusetts, but again, probably half my practice is literally right before our interview right now is speaking to someone in Australia. So it's, you know, you can work with people all over the world. That's the great thing. But the problem is this, is that in our health practice, we're doing like 20,000 appointments a year, and a pretty good amount. So my team and I, but at the same time, that's not that many people. Like, it's not like there's not enough of this education going on. And that's the reason why I think the podcast that you do and the work that you're trying to get out to people about, just talking about different health coaches and different types of coaching, is letting people know that there are practitioners out there, or there are at least practices out there, that you can start to study a blueprint of how they're helping people. Meaning that I always tell people, you don't need to work with me. But what you need is a blueprint. You need to model someone else's success. And the way that we're able to do that a little bit differently, and we're trying to kind of disrupt this whole health space by letting people literally purchase labs online that they would have to do through their doctor, is to let people know that, I'll tell you right now, no matter what you're suffering from, it honestly does not matter to me. People always say, oh, well, I have this. Are you able to work with this? It does not matter. Because whatever you decide to give a name, so in conventional medicine, we've gotten caught up with this whole thing about giving a disease state, which is simply a collection of symptoms and name. It is nothing. Rheumatoid arthritis is not rheumatoid arthritis. It is the degradation of joint tissue through destruction of an immune-based process that causes inflammation and a breakdown, again, of that tissue. However, your immune system isn't even necessarily messing up, because now we're finding things like mycobacteria in those cells, which means your body is attacking cells that it sees as bacteria in there. So it's creating something called apoptosis, cellular destruction of those cells, because it's trying to get the bacteria out. That's only one reason. There are others, molecular mimicry. But there's, so what I'm saying is it's not the only reason, but it's one reason. But then where did the bacteria come from? So you could say, oh, well, maybe, because in 90% of all autoimmune cases, someone has increased intestinal permeability, which is called leaky gut. And how did that happen? Well, it might have happened from poor food combinations, from Advil, from birth control, from antibiotics, from alcohol, from a lot of different things. So in my practice, what I say is this: we keep asking why until we have your answer. That's the bottom line. And we don't stop. So we run a urine test to see if there's gut-based functions. We run a hair tissue mineral analysis to see if there's heavy metal toxicity on the body. We'll look at your annual blood work. We'll do everything that we have to test all of the systems of the body to make sure we figure out why you have the high cholesterol, why you have high blood pressure. People say, oh, well, it's just genetic. Everyone in my family has Hashimoto's, or everyone in my family has high cholesterol. That's fine. Yes, everyone has a genetic predisposition, but that does not mean that has to be your destiny. All it means is that in your family history, if the lifestyle and environment, 95% of all health issues or lifestyle environment created, okay? So what happens is, yes, I'm predisposed. Everyone in my family, literally all four of my grandparents and both of my parents had rheumatoid arthritis. I had it when I was 18 when I got really, really sick. I no longer have rheumatoid arthritis. My parents no longer have rheumatoid arthritis. And if my grandparents were alive today, I would love to be able to say I've helped them to eliminate their rheumatoid arthritis. Now, does that mean that it's in remission or if it's completely gone? It doesn't matter. It's all the same. When you rebalance the body, you don't have those specific issues. So essentially, it's getting to the reason why you had it in the first place. And after that, it's rebalancing the body and allowing the body to heal itself.
Okay, I took so many notes during this, and I had several things that I think are great to share that I think can also bridge everything you and I are talking about, because you and I have also had our own personal aha moments and we've been there, right? One of the things that I forgot to mention earlier that I want to say to everybody listening, when we're talking about, for many of you, you might be going, well, maybe I have some of these issues, but I don't, what's wrong with my doctor? I think I have a good doctor. And we're not throwing traditional medicine or all traditional doctors under the bus. That's not the point. But the point is, there are a lot of folks that are not in the position because they haven't educated themselves on some of these lifestyle and environmental factors that can make a significant impact on our health. They just simply haven't gone down that path, right? So it doesn't make them a bad guy. They're only going to treat you with what they know, which is typically going to be a prescription. So one of the ways that my doctor here in Austin had described to me, and this is really simple, think about this is a good way to look at treating the symptom versus treating the cause. And that's what we're trying to get you to do, which is look at the bigger picture, find out what's really wrong. If you have a splinter, if you get a splinter, you know, underneath your toe, underneath your fingernail, and that splinter gets shoved way down in your fingernail, and you don't even realize you have a splinter, it's going to start hurting and it's going to start probably getting infected. And if you keep, and you don't realize that you have this splinter, right, you're going to experience pain, a significant pain, right? And what you could do is, if you're not aware that it's there, you're going to go take Advil. You're going to go take a painkiller. You're going to put a Band-Aid on it. If you don't know there's a splinter under there and you're not pulling that splinter out and letting that skin heal and all the things that need to happen, that splinter can go deeper down in there. And maybe you put the Band-Aid on too tight, and it's going to, you know, it's just going to make things worse. That, if you do that, and then all you're worried about is, I'm in discomfort, I don't feel well, so I'm going to take pill and numb that pain because I need to get through the day, that's dealing with the symptom. You're just dealing with the pain. The real problem is the splinter. You've got a splinter that you've got to dig out. And once you dig that out, your body's going to breathe and relax. And to what you said, Stephen, our bodies are remarkable mechanisms capable of healing itself. But if you leave that splinter in there, it can't heal itself. So that, figuratively speaking, is how you should be looking at your body and your health. Instead of going, well, you know, in your case, you brought up the arthritis, or, you know, you've got Hashimoto's, hypothyroidism. I have that. you know, instead of going, well, this is what I have, I'm just going to just take the pills. There are things that you can be doing to address the bigger picture. So to me, that's one of the most simple examples that I can share with everybody. This is what you want to start looking at. Don't start thinking, well, my leg hurts, give me a pill to make it not hurt. Figure out why it's hurting. For me, I started 4 or 5 years ago. I literally woke up one day and all of a sudden had lower back pain, and it hurt me to put on my workout pants. And I had lower back pain, nothing, not going to the chiropractor, not getting any adjustments, nothing made it go away. You know what made it go away? Starting to stand at a stand desk all day and having a better posture. That's what it did. It wasn't a pill, wasn't anything else. I read a book actually called Mind Over Back Pain, and it helped me. So to that effect, you know, that's a perfect illustration as well, different circumstances, but it was simply for me, like, as you said, lifestyle and environment oriented. Here's one of the questions that I have for you. What would be, because I think this would be a good way for you, Stephen, to share, what make up just a typical example of somebody, an average Joe, that could be like, what's a typical Joe, you know? What does he look like if somebody's coming to you, so that somebody, our folks that are listening, can go, oh yeah, like I think they might be understanding the concept. But if you say, okay, this guy's coming to me and he works out 5 times a week, but he's got headaches all the time, like what could an average Joe be consuming so that people go, oh wait, you know, you mentioned Advil. What could be some of the things that could be contributing to some of these chronic issues that are affecting not only someone's fitness goals, but just their overall state of health? Because we've talked about more the big concept of inflammation, chronic pain, and illness, if you will. But break it down and make it be like an average Joe. What's an average Joe doing and eating that could be things that everybody can relate to go, oh, I didn't know that could be, you know, creating a bad environment, that what I'm, you know, the fast food that I'm eating, or the alcohol, or the lack of sleep. What are some things that you commonly see when folks first come to you?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And it does, it is person to person, but a lot of the times, and I really like your splinter analogy. So I just want to talk about that for one moment.
Oh, good.
And the interesting thing is that a lot of people don't know that they ever got the splinter in the first place.
Yeah.
So they just don't know to even pull it out. And I think that's what you were really getting at. And that's why that lab testing is so important, right? Because if you don't know what's causing the pain, then you don't even know what splinter to pull out. So that's kind of like what the functional medicine lab testing does, where it looks at hormones and it looks at gut function. And that's, you know, that's a great thing to do. But you know, what do the people look like when they first come in, or what are they doing maybe incorrectly? Well, I always like to look at that as coming to the common trends of the day. Because remember, a lot of the things that we're looking at now that are kind of newer to us are not necessarily the healthiest things to be doing. But in the short term, they get results. For example, a lot of people, let's stick with the splinter analogy, they have pain or they have inflammation or whatever it might be. And so they're using things like curcumin or turmeric, which again, great product, does so many beneficial things for the body. But if you're using it to try to lower inflammation, I want to let you know that inflammation is a symptom. Inflammation is not a disease. It's actually not something that should ever really be treated. Maybe treated in the short term as it needs to be because it's debilitating. But inflammation is a really good symptom of something much deeper, meaning that if you have inflammation, your body is essentially telling you something's not right, something's imbalanced, healing is needed. And if you mask that symptom, whether it's naturally through curcumin, turmeric, boswellia, any one of those great things, or Advil, well, you are then pushing whatever's going on deeper into the body. You are not allowing a healing state to take place. So that's really, really important, because I do see people taking tremendous, you know, really great nutrition, great supplements for their body, but maybe not getting at the root cause. And another big trend going on right now is not going low carb, but going keto. And keto is such a dangerous thing for the body for so many people. But it's trendy and it's exciting. And yes, it will help a lot of people lose weight. What we don't talk about is, why did it become popular? What's the science behind it? And really, we're taking a diet that could be beneficial for someone with cancerous tumor-based growths and not feeding any sugar to the body, anything at all, and saying, okay, now let's apply this to overall health. Let's biohack the body. Remember, The body doesn't need hacking. It knows exactly how to heal itself if you allow it to, meaning if you replace your deficiencies and give it and take out those toxicities. So my big thing is understanding that a lot of people don't react well to the popular thing of the day. So if you're doing keto right now, especially as a woman, and you're showing your thyroid numbers, your TSH starting to go much, much higher, and your body actually starting to retain water, and you're feeling more moody, all of those things, yes, that's because it does not work for everyone. And also, 26% of the population, you can test this with genetic testing, you can look to see whatever your specific ApoE blood type is, 26% of the population, if you put them on a high-fat diet, around the 75% fat that's recommended for most high-fat keto-based diets, you are going to dramatically increase cardiovascular-based risk. So what I see is a lot of people in my practice, because I'm never the first person that people come to see. Usually they're doing a bunch of other things first and they're like, all right, it's just not working. I need to really get deeper into it. But they're trying a lot of great things. And they're, you know, honestly, people are doing the best that they can. And so I always tell people, it's not your fault. You didn't know. Once you do know, then you can recalibrate and recourse correct. But until you know what's going on, it's very challenging to get there.
Mm. I love that you said that too, because I do feel strongly about that. And I wasn't thinking about this at the time, but when we started Fitfluential in 2011, we trademarked the tagline that we are fitness found. And I love it because for right now in this next phase of our business with our new mission, you know, what we're focusing on is helping people find their fitness. And for me, what that means is just what you said. Something might be cool and trendy or very popular, or you might be on Instagram and seeing a lot of folks that you follow going, you know, hey, this is working great for me. I'm following a ketosis or a ketogenic approach to weight loss, and it's working for me, and you see it, and you're like, that's what I need to do. Well, guess what? What Steven said a second ago is so true. There's no one size fits all. Period. And I have had to learn that because I have been somebody who is very shiny object syndrome in life, in work, just anywhere. And I see something new and I'm impatient too. You know, so if I still have fat loss, which I do, and I see something, I'm like, oh, that could be faster. So I'm going to do that. And what I've had to learn is to be comfortable with the fact that I have to course correct, tweak, adjust, go with my own gut, figuratively speaking. And this one, I'm not saying go. You know what I mean? Go with your instinct. What's going to work for me? And what works for me, I don't necessarily tell other people. Like, I give them my advice, but I say, I had to find out what works for me. And that meant some ups and downs. That meant, you know, earlier, actually, after I saw you out in at that event in Scottsdale, that was the beginning of about a 4 to 6 week period for me of really being off my game. Major disruptions in my sleep, massive amounts of headaches, migraines. And it took me having kind of hitting a wall and doing some reverse engineering and going, okay, look at all these things I started to let slip. Look at what I started to have a lot more headaches. I started taking Excedrin. I started drinking diet soda. Like, I just let a lot of things slip, and it was that splinter. I didn't realize I'd had a splinter, and then I have another splinter, and all of those things. Here I am, you know, founder of Fitfluential, walking around going, fitness, yay! And I was screwing things up, but I didn't realize it. And so we all are going to have those moments. But I love what you said about you've got to find what's right for you. And if something is trending and current, don't necessarily think it's best for you. You need to go with, again, your own results, your own blood work. And that is what should be your guide, your map, not what is the latest and greatest and what somebody that you follow on Instagram is doing. It's what's right for you. So that's key. You know, I want to ask you one other thing, and I certainly want to have you back on the show, because I think that with all the notes I took on this, I'm realizing there's so many topics we could do a deeper dive into. So I'll definitely follow up with you there. But I want to give you an example and see what you say, because I think this could be, this is a friend of mine. I'm not going to mention her name, but she's in that phase of not understanding what's wrong with her and yet also wasting her time doing a lot of research that can just scare her online instead of taking the actual next steps of getting that blood work done and going with a doctor And so she's not getting anywhere. And I think a lot of our listeners might be here. And so I'm just, I'd love to hear you say, figuratively speaking, what you'd say to my friend. Let's call her Sally. Okay. So Sally has all of these, she knows she started getting blood work done about a year ago. She has all these hormonal issues. She's got hypothyroidism. She's got, you know, estrogen issues, testosterone issues. And it's been bad, but in the past year, she has a really, really stressful marriage, stressful job. Her father's in the hospital, major anxiety all the time. So she's got high stress. Her hair is falling out. She's gained weight. She's constantly craving carbs and eating sugar, and she recognizes it. She's like, Kelly, I don't have the energy. I'm tired all the time. My hair is falling out. My skin's dry. And I'm going online and I'm looking up these tests, and some of these tests that I take, you know, it's a 12 question test and it says I could be estrogen dominant. And yet the other one says I could be, you know, progesterone dominant. And what do you think? Should I, if I'm hypothyroidism, what do you think I should take? And she's asking me. I'm not a doctor, and she's not going to a doctor. She's not changing anything. She's spending all of this time online researching things she thinks she has and getting more scared, more stressed, instead of changing anything. So I'm going to give you my figurative friend, who's actually, yes, a real person, but her name is not Sally. Number one, do you see that a lot where people waste their time and they're researching things instead of taking action? And that researching can just cause more stress and anxiety and feeling lost versus taking a simple first step, which is get your blood work done, connect with one person. Obviously, you would be one of them that could help them. Connect with one person who knows what they're doing that can start that journey, as opposed to like, let me just self-diagnose and wonder what I might have and get stressed about it. Do you see that a lot?
So literally that story you gave me, I see 2 to 3 Sallys a week in my practice. And if you don't mind, I'd love to be able to share with you exactly how we help that situation and maybe pass this obviously along to her, because that's, I mean, that's the whole point. When I do my podcast, when I'm on amazing shows like yours, it's simply to let people know that this information isn't mine. Anything that I've learned through a clinical practice that I've had the pleasure of being able to complete now over 250,000 client appointments, studying all around the world, studying the masters, having great mentors myself, and just trying to pay it forward. But here's the bottom line. You can't, you're not an accountant. You're not a lawyer. You're not, you know, this isn't your forte per se. You know, when I want the best of the best, I go to a coach, I do whatever. So whatever it is. So first thing I would say is simply do this. Instead of guessing, just test, just do a lab test. We'll talk about some of those. And again, I'm not saying that you have to go with us at all. Like, you could literally find a great functional medicine doctor in your area, a naturopathic doctor. That would be amazing. But here's why. Wherever you're at right now in your life, I can guarantee you it could be 10 times better. 10 times better energy, 10 times better brain clarity, 10 times more stamina, all of those things. Because until you've really optimized your body, and I only say this from experience, because even 3 years ago, I didn't feel as good as I feel today. And so I didn't know that this level of normal existed. I didn't know I never knew what it was like until about 3 to 5 years ago, waking up every morning with energy, like not dragging myself out of bed, like literally waking up excited to start the day. So when I see someone like Sally come into my practice, she just, all the same symptoms that you just said to me, okay? Thinning hair, lower energy, libido, all of those things, stress, the lower progesterone, the higher estrogen. Here's what we do. We would literally run a adrenal thyroid hormone panel, and it's saliva plus blood. Blood work alone is not enough. Blood work shows you, it's a homeostatic fluid, which shows you exactly what your body's able to access and use. Saliva is going to show you a much better parameter of your cortisol levels during the day. A typical Sally that comes into my practice, she's stressed. She has a difficult marriage. She has, you know, family. She has parents there might be issues with. This is a very typical story, very typical. And that wears on the adrenal glands. But more than that, it's called the HPA axis, the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, which that means is when she gets stressed, she starts to produce this thing called norepinephrine or adrenaline. What that does is it signals to her thyroid, let's start to slow down metabolism because we're in this thing called fight or flight. From there, your body produces glucocorticoids, which is called cortisol. As you start to produce cortisol, your body blocks T4 from becoming activated T3, or T3 for your thyroid hormone becomes reverse T3. When that happens, body temperature goes down, hair starts to thin, skin gets drier, libido goes down. It decreases all of the metabolic-based things. Why? Because your body's not messing up. At no point is Hashimoto's or hypothyroidism a dysfunction of the body or a genetic issue. Yes, it's there. But what happens is your body is slowing metabolism because it believes that you're in a state of warfare, of famine, of these things. So it's helping you to survive in a low caloric based environment or a high stress based environment. It doesn't know that you have access to all these things still. Then what happens is it starts to re-regulate leptin and ghrelin. So you don't burn body fat as well, and you're hungrier usually, and that gives you the more of that comfort food. Next, what happens is that since the only precursor to cortisol is progesterone, your body starts to use some of that progesterone to make more cortisol. Progesterone levels start to decrease, and then you get what's called a relative estrogen dominance. Estrogen is usually normal. However, it's out of sync and out of ratio with progesterone. So now you get all of the symptoms of the bloating, maybe some acne around the chin. You get more irritability, lower mood, anxiety, overwhelm. And you start to say, wow, I just feel like all of a sudden I hit a wall. I have no energy, no libido. I have brain fog. I don't want to do anything. There's no ambition. There's no drive. And you feel like blah. And then you say, well, maybe I'll go on hormone therapy. No, hormone therapy is not the answer to that. Does that make sense?
Oh, God, it absolutely does. And when you, everybody listening, when you get to this point where you start becoming that, I just call it become your own detective, right? Look at your body and your health this sounds dorky. Look at it as an adventure. You're like Columbo, and you're going to start like looking at your body and your habits over the past so many years. And sometimes it can be frustrating at first. Like for me, when all of a sudden I understood what the birth control pill for 25 years had done for me, you know, and I when I was younger, it was cool because my doctor's like, hey, this is great. Guess what? You'll never have your period on the weekend when you don't want it. And you'll only have it for 2 days. And I used to brag to my friends and go, it's so awesome. I only have my period for like one day. And I thought it was so cool. Had I known what it was doing to my hormones? Wow. Had I known when I was 17, like you, that all of the amoxicillin and antibiotics I was put on, I wish I had counted the pills that I've taken, because I was on antibiotics for probably the better part of 10 years. And then later in life, when my hormones started decreasing and I had a horrible skin condition, my doctor put me on antibiotics. And when they didn't work, they doubled the dose. And when those didn't work, they doubled the strength and doubled the dose. And I would just go, okay, make the bumps go away. Instead of figuring out my body is telling me with these bumps on my back and my neck and my arms, something is not right. I was just like, make it go away. Give me a cortisone shot. And that's what so many people do instead of, and my friend is very similar. I think it's also that they're scared to find out. They're scared. I know before I started getting my blood work done, and I think a lot of people listening might be like this, I was scared because I felt like, what's wrong with me? I'm working out all the time. I'm not losing weight. I'm scared to get my blood work done because what if I go and there's nothing wrong with me? That, do you think that, and we've got to stop soon because I've gone way over, but I know that I've had a lot of women say that. They're scared to find out. They think that they're going to find out when they get blood work done that there's nothing wrong, and therefore these issues that they're dealing with, it's air quotes, it's just them. And I think that's what prevents a lot of people from maybe going for it and really finding out what's wrong, when just what you said, you don't know how much better you can feel. You don't know how much better you can look when you start to unravel what the root cause is.
Well, without a doubt. And so the reason why it took me years to get better is because they would only run normal blood work on me. And normal blood work, for the most part, is a disease-based state. And unless you're diagnosed with a disease, meaning when I had Addison's, again, you're not, I mean, like I overcame Addison's, overcame these things. And, but you still have to look for those on specific parameters with your blood work. What I'm recommending to people is to look at what's called the subclinical lab tests that show you what's wrong with your body before you actually get the disease. And if you have the disease, well, of course, that will show it as well. So I'm recommending things like running or an organic acids test to look at gut health. That will not only look at your gut health, your candida, your SIBO, any of those things, but it will also look at liver detoxification, how your mitochondria are functioning, what about your neurotransmitters, your B vitamin levels. It looked at all of that in one urine-based test, a hair tissue mineral analysis. So amazing for looking at electrolyte-based stress and patterns, your absorption of different minerals in your body. Remember, your minerals are even more important than your vitamins because minerals provide the electricity. So you do that with the hair tissue mineral analysis. Then you run a saliva-based test, which looks at your adrenal gland function or your cortisol output throughout the day, that diurnal rhythm. So if you're not waking up with energy and you can't sleep at night, well, it tells you why that is. So all I'm saying is this, there's always a reason why. If your body is not feeling well right now, if there's any type of weight gain, if you don't feel well, if you don't feel you're aging appropriately, then what to do is start to run some of those subclinical labs because you will find something wrong. I mean, it's a very rare case where you wouldn't find anything if you're not feeling well. Because remember, the symptoms you're feeling are literally your body telling you something's wrong. It can't tell you specifically what it is, but it's telling you there's an imbalance. This is why I don't feel optimal. And I'll tell you the truth is that you may not want to know, but I was so happy to find out something was wrong with me because then I could do something about it. And once I course corrected and I got back online, I started to tweak and change and get better and better. Everything built off everything else. And you will be so much happier you did that. I have 50, 60, and almost 70. So one of my again, I work with people all the way into their, literally 105 is the oldest wellness client, but people that I'm working with right now are going back to school, getting the health coaching certifications in their 50s and 60s, which I love to see because they heal themselves. They're so overwhelmed with how great they feel now that they want to share that message with others. And if that is something that I can help people with, that's the most important. That's the biggest, like literally gift back to me is that someone else becomes a health coach and teaches another.
So true. It's so absolutely true. And I can absolutely agree as well that for me, when I finally got my blood work done and started seeing the right doctor, and back then it was a trip out to Phoenix, I started with the doctor out there, and now I see Dr. Lane Sebring here, who's changed my life forever. But when I finally found everything that was wrong with me, it was not a feeling of, oh, I'm so upset. It was my hope was immediately back because I knew I had a baseline. And that's what I want for everybody here. If you're feeling lost, if you're feeling like you're stuck, if you're feeling like life's all downhill from now, it's not. And you can both, you've got two people here that can both in their own experiences tell you, wow, you know, at whatever age we're at, we're feeling better about how we look, about how we live, about how we feel, how we function than we ever have in the past. And we feel better about the future. You know, we're not looking at, oh, I'm aging. Oh, I'm this. I look forward to it. I'm 48. I'm looking more forward to the next 20 and 40 years than I ever, ever, ever felt about my last 20 or 30 years. And I can say that emphatically. So this was a great show. Stephen, we definitely have to circle back and have you back on. For those that are listening, of course, we'll link this up in the show notes, but where can they find you online? Because I have a feeling a lot of our audience is going to want to reach out to you and get the ball rolling. Where can they find you?
So I think the two best places, the thing that I love to do is really teach. I mean, above everything else, I love to teach and try to educate people so that the more education they have, the more of an understanding that, oh, okay, yeah, there is a reason why this happens and they can get better. So my podcast is called The Cabral Concept. That's on iTunes and it's at stephencabral.com/podcast. But what I'd like to do maybe as well is just create a page, stephencabral.com/Kelly, and just put up some of the links to these lab tests. And again, what my goal would be is for you just to learn that they exist. You can then find a local doctor by looking for a functional medicine doctor or a naturopathic doctor, or we would be happy to help you, but that's completely your choice. So I'll link them up there. And it's been a real honor and pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, I'm so excited. And that's going to be awesome so that people can get started. And for everybody listening, of course, you know, you're going to be able to listen to this. You'll see the show notes. We'll link up to everything. If you have questions that maybe, you know, you're not ready to take that first step, but you'd like to ask us, you can, of course, send those to podcast@fitfluential.com. We do have a new thing we're starting this year with just general questions. You can send those to askff@fitfluential.com. These are things we can forward on to our podcast guests like Dr. Cabral. Or if you just have questions in general, like, hey, you touched on this, I'd like to see this. Those are things as well. When we have Stephen back on the show, we can make sure we focus on a more, you know, deep dive topic. I'm sure we'll be looking at maybe, you don't even know I was going to say this, Stephen, we should look at doing like a webinar together. There's all kinds of things, but definitely start listening to his podcast. Stephen, you're an outstanding, you know, very passionate practitioner. I love what you do. I'm certainly probably going to be coming to you myself as I want to take my own health up a notch and look a lot at, I've had some gut issues that I know I want to get better at. So thank you so much for being on the show. For everybody tuning in, we're so glad to have you here. Let's make 2018 an awesome, awesome, life-changing year. I know you can. And for that, we encourage you to keep listening and tuning in, and we will see you here next time.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace. Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.